This is Sean with Voices of SAE, speaking with Cortland Miller. Court is down in Plano. I keep thinking, like, you know, the Price is Right and the Plano, whatever. Anyway, we're going to do a little appreciation. And what would you like to say to Raquel, just directly, about her and her being sweetheart and also... about Jason and just kind of honoring Jason?
Well, Raquel, personally, like, you know, when I joined, like I said, Kenna Knapp was a sweetheart, and she was older than me. I think she was a junior when I was a freshman, and she was super good looking, and so, like, I was very intimidated by her, so I didn't really talk to her all that much. But Raquel was, not that Raquel wasn't pretty, but Raquel was our sweetheart. Like, she was the main sweetheart during my time, and she was the same age as me. So I always think of Raquel as our class's sweetheart. And I knew Raquel from both the dorms and the house. So, like, I had a lot stronger connection with Raquel as a sweetheart than probably most of the other ones. I think we had four of them that I was thinking of during college, but Raquel was definitely our sweetheart. And Booze, like I was saying, like, I always loved about him that he always came across as kind of the tough guy and kind of silent, or not silent, but quiet, tough facade. But he was really funny, and like when he would say something, it was usually cracking some sarcastic joke, you know, despite looking all serious, and it would like crack us all up. And like you know, I think he was deep down a pretty softy, but. Especially with the pledges he'd like to give the tough guy routine, but I think he was a soft heart deep down.
Okay.
But he seemed like a straight up guy, like a guy that you trust and, you know, wasn't going to bullcrap you around. He's just going to tell you what he thinks.
Right. All right. Well, I'm sure Raquel will appreciate that. I'm going to close this one out if you could just stay on the line.